Brother Teddy, how about praying for us?
Thank you. Now we've got to tell Brother B.B. what page we're on, what we've been looking at, so he can catch up, being here with us. Now, what book are we in?
Revelation.
Revelation, who wrote it?
God wrote it.
How many revelations are there?
One.
One is correct. Well, what did God the Father do with it after He wrote it? He gave it to the Son. What did the Son do with it? He gave it to the angel. What did the angel do with it? He gave it to John. What did John do with it? He gave it to us. That's exactly right. What's the two themes? Number one, we're going to adore His person. And number two, we're going to accept His plan. Is right, Sister Vicki. Amen. What verse gives us our outline? Chapter 1, verse 19 is correct. Write the things which thou hast seen. What time periods that go with? That's the past. What chapters? Chapter 1 tells us about that. And the things which are, what time period is that? That's present tense. What chapters go with that? 2 and 3 is correct. And the things which shall be hereafter, what time period is that? That's the future and what chapters go with that. 4 to the end, that's right. 4 through 22 is correct. Now, we've been looking at the seven church ages, the seven churches down through here. And sure enough, we're going to get to delve over into the Laodicean church today, the last age. And you remember, it's been a long time coming, but we had to go all the way around the horn to get everything right. If you remember, in 1611, the translators were very particular to translate. They looked at every word 14 times, trying to make sure that they got something equal to the Bible in English.
Right.
Now, that's not what happened in 1881.
Right.
That wasn't their goal in 1881. That wasn't what they were interested in. They actually said they wanted something that would triumph over the despised Textus Receptus. Well, that's the Bible. They wanted something over top of the Bible. They wasn't interested in getting something that was equal. They didn't want that. Matter of fact, the quote was, they were going to go in a revolutionary new direction. And they said they had new insight. And they said there was going to be a reassessment of the values. Matter of fact, they said there was some expected changes. And they knew going into it, they were going to take away glory and honor from the Lord Jesus Christ, from the darling Son of God that saved our soul, from the Savior. They knew going into it they was going to do that. And then when they got done, they counted them up. I didn't. Brother Rick didn't. They said 5,800 differences. They wasn't trying to make it equal. They wasn't looking for something else equal. Their goal was not the same. Now, today people tell me it's the same. But they didn't say that. They didn't say that. They wasn't looking for something the same. Told on themselves. They did. Now, it's a great privilege to drive a church bus. And I don't know, 5 or 10 years ago, 6 or 8 years ago, I was driving the church bus from camp, bringing the kids home. And the mamas was here waiting to pick up the kids. And there was a mama came to pick up her kids off the church bus. And she had a tank top and short shorts on. Now, she shouldn't have done that. It's the same, and the reason she shouldn't is the same reason the preacher doesn't take his shirt off in public. And I don't wear shorts in public. The reason is to beautify America. Just say it. But I want to go on record saying that there's 6 church periods before that that never saw that. That's not how they dressed when they was leading them to the stake to burn them at the stake. That's not how they dressed when they was bringing them down to feed them to the lions or to get their tongue cut out because they wouldn't recant. So brand new, everything's brand new now. This is Laodicea now. We're used to it. We don't think about it. We don't pay attention. But it's different now. This had to be for the Laodiceans. They had to have their books.
Right.
They couldn't go with the authority. The authority, the book, the Bible, the Word of God that had the authority behind it, right. It wrinkled them.
Yes.
They couldn't take it. Well, let's look at it a little bit. Revelation 3, we started a little bit last week, starting in verse 14. It said, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans." Now notice it's not the church in Laodicea or at Laodicea. It's of the Laodiceans. Notice it's not the church of God. Notice it's not the church of Christ. Matter of fact, I think the Lord's kind of telling us here He doesn't have anything to do with them.
Right.
The lady I was telling you about, she goes to church, not here. She goes to the Laodicean church. Not that we would be above that. That might happen here. I'm just saying, right now she goes to the Laodicean church. "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen." And we know who he is. Remember, we know who the big amen is. Capital A, amen. This is the counselor, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this church at Laodicea, the word Laodicea means the rights and rule of the people. They're interested in their own rights. It's a lukewarm church. It's a tolerant church. It's the ecumenical church. Ecumenical means they want to get back together. Now, what we've been looking at in the 1500s and 1600s, these denominations, Lutheran Church, Presbyterian Church, even Anglican Church, coming out of the Catholic Church. But this ecumenical church, this Laodicean church, they're interested in everybody getting together and going back under mama.
Right.
They're going back home. They're going back home is where they're headed. And they're trying to get together around an experience, not around doctrine. I'm going to accept the plan. And I'm going to adore the person. That's my plan. 2 Timothy 3:5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. It's going to be hard to get together on doctrine. The city of Laodicea, it was a banking center of great wealth. They had temples and theaters. They had an excellent, popular medical school. Now, I'll give you a handout on this next week, good Lord willing. I couldn't get everything handed out at once. They were famous for C-E-L-L-Y-R-I-U-M, ISAV. That's what the town was noted for, the area. And they had rich garments of black, glossy wool. They had black sheep and black goats, and they made wool out of it, a special line there. They had several mineral springs, but you could not drink it warm. It had to be cold or hot, these mineral springs. Champions, the champions of the Laodicean age? None. The commendation, what they're commended for, the counselor, what would he commend them for? Sorry. The counselor, the amen, the trustworthy, the faithful, the true, the surety, the faithful, true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. We've seen him over and over, through and through. Let's look at it just, I got several verses here. Let's just try one of them. Colossians 1, 16 and 17. Let's back up to 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That translate has changed to where it be useful. Wonder if Brother Rick's useful for God. Has he been translated? Verse 14, in whom, that's his dear Son, we have redemption through his, well, that's his dear Son's blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. Who, that's his dear Son, is the image, that's his dear Son, of the invisible God, the firstborn, that's his dear Son, of every creature. For by him, that's his dear Son, were all things created. He did it. And you know how it goes. The condemnation, back in Revelation 3:15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Now, J. Vernon McGee said this is the church that's going to go through the tribulation. Many want to, it seems like. They say they're going to. Lukewarm. Now, what they thought they were is in 15, 16, 17. Well, 17 is what they thought they were. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. But then God tells them what they are. You see a picture of it in Luke 12. Luke 12, starting in 16. He spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pour down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, capital S, soul. Looked like it was pretty important to him. Like he's the big eye right here. Now thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Yeah. This is a picture of the Laodicean church. They're interested in self, in they're worthy. They're worthy. But God said what they're worthy of. They're lacking in everything. They're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
Right.
The one fellow said, I'll tell you what's wrong with the world. It's ignorance and apathy. Ignorance and apathy. The other guy said, well, I don't know and I don't care. Verse 18. That's the condemnation. The counsel's in verse 18. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. He told them they needed the real gold. They needed faith in Christ. 1 Peter 1:7. Oh, it's in here somewhere. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried in the fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. This is the counsel. This is what the counselor tells him. You see it again in 1 Corinthians. That some of our works are going to be burned up, wood, hay, and stubble. The gold, silver, and precious stones are going to remain. He tells them to consider that. Tells them about the white raiment, to be clothed with his. Let him clothe. You know you have your own personal size robe for you. Romans 13:14. It's made just for you. Mine won't fit you. Yours won't fit me. Romans 13:14. He said, this is what you need right here. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And he said they needed eye salve. Forgiveness, sorrow, repentance is his. It's what the, this is the counselor from the counselor. The counsel from the counselor.
Right.
Then in verse 19 is the challenge. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Right.
You see that in Hebrews 12:5. For us. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Yeah.
If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? He didn't say he'd send us to hell. He said, Brother Rick, if you don't straighten up, you might go to heaven sooner than you planned on. He didn't say anything about sending me to hell. No, he said we need to walk straight. Back to Revelation 3:20. This is the challenge. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, sort of knocks that Calvinism in the head again. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Yes. Holman Hunt painted the famous portrait of the Lord standing outside the cottage knocking on the door. And a critic came and told him, explained to him, said, you forgot something. You forgot the doorknob. He said, no, the doorknob's on the inside. See, it's the individual thing. If any man, if you're here this morning, you've never opened up the door to Christ, you need Him in your heart.
Right.
More than anything in this whole wide world, you need Him in your heart. That painting was Christ as the light of the world. Then 21 is for overcomers. Remind me what an overcomer is. Who is he that overcometh but he that... 1 John says, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ. 21. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. It's a good deal we got in on.
Yes, amen.
Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. Then 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Do you have an ear for the things of God? The Lord's telling them that this church of the Laodiceans, He really has nothing to do with. It's not His. Now, He's the all-conquering one. He's the all-convicting one. He tells them they need to straighten up. He will never dilute the truth. He will never distort the truth. That's the counselor. A counselor. Lot lost his fortune in Sodom. He lost his family in Sodom. And he almost lost his faith in Sodom. The church of the Laodiceans, they need to come out. Thomas Aquinas was called upon to visit Pope Innocent II. And he was counting a large sum of money. And he said, Thomas, you see right here, the church can no longer say, silver and gold have I none. And Thomas said, yes, yes, sir, I see that. Neither can she say, rise up and walk.
Right.
There's no power. No power. This church, this Laodicean church, is popular and prosperous and polished and proud, but powerless. Powerless. I just read the other day about the cowboy who came into church and he had on clean clothes as best he had, but it was blue jeans and work boots and a wore out hat. And the people shunned him. And on the way out the door, the preacher told him he ought to pray about what he ought to wear to church. He said, okay. Next Sunday, there he was again. Same thing again. The preacher's going out the door. He said, I thought I told you to pray about what you ought to wear to church. He said, I did. He said, what did the Lord say? He said, he didn't know. He'd never been here. The church today is seeking escape from reality in a score of blind alleys. And it starts with diversions. I never learned about it till not too long ago, but there's a fairy tale. My folks did; they sheltered me. They didn't read me this one, but it's about the emperor's new clothes. And these two crooks, they pass themselves off to the emperor as being weavers, and they got this real fancy weaved robe they're wanting to sell him. The only thing is, it's invisible. And they trick him. They sell it to him at a great old big price. And everybody's afraid to tell the emperor that it's invisible. But he goes ahead. Everybody agrees with him, goes ahead. They have a big parade. And finally, one little boy says, but the emperor has nothing on at all. And that's the Laodicean church. They're naked and don't know it. They don't know it. They don't know it. The Lord said they need to buy clothing from Him. They need to get eye salve so they can see. They need to listen to His counsel. And then here at the end, if we are overcomers, if we trust Him, if we receive Christ, that's what makes us an overcomer.
Right.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is the overcomer. He says, I'll come into Him, I'll sup with Him, and He with me. It's a good deal we got in. Now on your handout, since you know the truth and you know where the Bible is, and we're not part of the Laodicean church, now that we know that, what are we going to do with it? Now we know the truth. Well, Nehemiah said, or was told, and thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee. Let me tell you what Brother Rick thinks the solution is. We need preaching of thee.
Yeah.
At Jerusalem, saying, there is a king. See, the Laodiceans, they're all worried about the president. But there's a king.
Yeah.
There's a king they don't know about. That's what I say, the answer is preaching. Now, I love teaching. The Lord lets me do a little bit of teaching. But to tell you the truth, I like preaching.
Yeah.
I like preaching. And there's really more verses about preaching than this. We're just going to look at a few of them. When I first got saved, I'd come in and they'd be singing a song, call everything together, and I'd sit down and I'd get my Bible out. Say, oh boy, we're going to have some preaching. And then they'd make some announcements and I'd lay my Bible back down. And they'd say, now we're going to sing another song. We'd sing a song. And then I'd get my Bible back out. I'd think, man, we're going to have some preaching now. And they'd say, now we're going to take up the offering. And they'd take up the offering. And then they'd sing a song during that, and I'd get my Bible back out. I said, boy, we're going to have some preaching. I didn't know no better. And then they'd say, now we're going to have a special. So Mrs. So-and-so is going to say, and I'd put my Bible back up, we'd have a special. And finally, we'd get down to the preaching. I went to church for the preaching. That's why I went. That's still why I go. And I like the extras now. I've started to learn how to like the extras. But I go for the preaching. I really think preaching is the answer. If it's preaching about the king.
Yeah. Right.
If it's preaching about me. Now, I've got a whole lot of things here I took out of context, but they won't be out of context up here. So if that bothers you, you read it up here. Job 26:14 says, lo, these are parts of His ways. See, I think it's His ways we need preached. But how little portions heard of Him. You know, Brother Rick will talk about Chevrolets and Winchesters and just Trout and Zebka and Powerbait. But how? What about Him?
Yeah.
What about Him? Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach.
Yeah.
Job said, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.
Yeah.
It worked then.
Yeah.
Might work now. Matthew 4:17. Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's what Jesus did. Matthew 10:7. Girls, I think you can get in on this. It says, as you go, preach. Now, I know right there He was talking to the 12 in particular. But really, everybody's a preacher. I need to tell everybody about the King. I need to tell everybody about the King. Ladies, you can do it too. You can too. You can't pastor, but you can preach. Matthew 10:27. What I tell you, speak, and what you hear in the ear, preach. Hey, He already told us, and we know where it's at. We know what a whole lot of people don't know.
Right. Right.
Now, what are we going to do with it? Matthew 11:1. When Jesus made an end of commanding, He departed thence to teach and to preach.
Yeah.
It takes both. Teach is in the Great Commission 2 times. And we'll have a lesson on teaching some other time, but today it's on preaching. Mark 1:38-39. Here's what He said. Let us go that I may preach, for therefore came I forth. And He preached.
Yeah.
Mark 2:2. And He preached the word unto them. I think that's what's going to save us. That's what's going to pull us out. I know it will if we'll receive it. If we'll listen. Mark 3:14, he ordained 12 that they should be with him. Now, we don't want to miss that. You got to be with him before you go out and preach.
Right.
The number one reason he called them out was that they should be with him. Have you been with him this morning?
Yeah.
Have you been with him? And after that, that he might send them forth to preach. Mark 16:15, he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel that Jesus died, that he was buried, and he rose again.
Yeah.
That's what's going to help. The Lord said to do it. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach deliverance. Have you been delivered?
Yeah.
We need to tell somebody where the deliverer is, where the king is, that they can get delivered. Luke 4:43, and he said to them, I must preach, for therefore am I sent. Now that's in the King James Bible, right there. Today, for the most part, we'll be in the King James.
Yeah.
Acts 5:42. Now this is how the first church did it right here.
Yeah.
We're back in the Ephesus time period. And daily in the temple and every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not what, but who.
Right.
That's Acts 8:25. This is what they did in Jerusalem. I'm talking about the first church period. Now, I'm not talking about the Laodicean. I'm talking about what will pull the Laodiceans out of it. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Acts 9:20, this is to Damascus. This is what the first church did when they went to Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Now that's the opposite of the versions. They don't say that. They take away from that, that Jesus is the Son of God. The King James Bible says that he is the Son of God. That's what it says right here. Acts 10:42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he. That's what the church said when they went to Caesarea. That's what they preached them when they went there, that he is it. That Moses, God of Moses is God. Acts 13:38. This is what they preached when that first church went to Antioch. And be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, not through the Baptist, not through being good, not keeping the Ten Commandments, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Have you been forgiven? Acts 14:15, this is what they preached at Lystra and Derbe and Lyconia. We men, now men, really we ought to just take up. The reason the women preach is we don't do it. Preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God. Vanities, versions. Acts 16:10. Assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. That's what they did in Macedonia. It worked in Macedonia.
Right.
I almost bet you it'll work in Laodicea.
Yeah. Amen.
Acts 17:3. This is what they preached at Thessalonica, the first church. Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead, that this Jesus, this one right here, this one, that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ.
Yeah.
See, the virgin's going to take that away.
Right.
The virgins are. Acts 27. This is what the first church preached at Ephesus. The first church, period. The first church was Ephesus. Acts 20, verse 7. But on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. They didn't have a home Bible study. They didn't have a drama. He preached to them.
Yeah.
Romans 10:8. The word is nigh thee. Look, we got the answer. And all around us, they need it.
Yeah.
All around us is the Laodiceans. And they don't know what you know. They don't know that this is it right here. They're not adoring the person accepting the plan. The word is nigh thee, it's on thy lap, it's in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preached. I'm talking about the originals. Romans 10:15. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I think ladies would fit right in right there. They got beautiful feet. 1 Corinthians 1:17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross. We're getting ready to hear it at 11 o'clock. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. That wisdom thing didn't work. We have to know who He is. That's why we have Sunday school. We're for teaching so we can learn who He is. But it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 15:11, so we preach, so they believe. Now what if they didn't preach? Guess what? I might never believe. So we preach and so ye believe. 2 Corinthians 1:19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached, not what was preached, who was preached among you by us. Look here, Galatians 1:11, I certify. Hey, it's state approved. We're talking about right here. Certified by God. You can take it to the bank. This is the original. But I certify to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. That's in the King James right there. Galatians 3:8, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Let's leave out that. I'm going to do damage again. I'm going to take it out of context again. I'm going to leave out the parentheses. Look at this. And the scripture preached before the gospel unto Abraham. I'm going to go ahead and say the scripture will preach to you. That's all Melvin had. That's all Bob Tucker had. The scripture will preach to you. And the scripture preached before the gospel unto Abraham. Galatians 4:13. You know how that through infirmity of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you at the first. Does that mean the gospel's first? Maybe. Philippians 1:18. In pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. That's why Teddy keeps saying amen. He likes preaching. Colossians 1:23. Be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. I think it'll solve the Laodicean problem. That's my theory. I got a theory. That's what I think is going to fix it. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Titus 1:3. But hath in due times manifested, made known His word through preaching. That's God's chosen method, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Ephesians 3:8, grace unto me that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whom we preach, not what we preach, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching. And here it is, the crown of it all. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time of the Laodiceans has come, and when they will not endure sound doctrine, but then go with diversions, and after their own lust, they heaped in themselves teachers having itching ears, and they turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for writing it down. In Jesus' name, amen.